December 2nd, four games, lots of streaming, some injuries, not too many injuries, but we've still got stuff to talk about. This is the Monday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need, that's all that I need. Come on, brothers with me. Come on, brothers with me and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91 and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. We are on Twitter at FBI Basketball, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Twitter, YouTube, whatever I use. CastBox, I think, is what I use on my phone. We're on that, if that's what you have. Please go and like us. Please go and find us and subscribe, everything, all of that. We really appreciate it. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter, Dan Vesperus at Old Man Squad on Blue Sky, and at Dan Vesperus, I'll spell his name because he always does, DanVesBris on Twitter. Go and find him as well. He likes questions. Four games, so not a lot to cover. We will get straight into the first one, New Orleans Pelicans at Atlanta. For the Pelicans, Herb Jones upgraded to doubtful. Good sign. Don't know whether he plays today, but I would expect him to play this week. We had a question on the post-game show yesterday about when he was coming back, and I said this week, and this would back up what I said. Maybe he does play today. That upgrade is always a key step, though. So if it isn't today, I would say their next game potentially. Brandon Ingram is questionable with his foot thing going on. Trey Murphy not on the injury report. That's a good sign. Yeah, look, we need something from the Pelicans, don't we? They've been really bad despite getting some bodies back on the floor. There is going to be lots of streaming value today with only four games, so you may only have four or five, so half of your roster active. So who are we looking at on the Pelicans? Misi should be rostered everywhere, so if he is available, he would be top of the list. And beyond that, I mean, it's tough. If they get blown out, then Brandon Boston, maybe Elfrid Payton, but we're relying on a blowout, and the Hawks are notoriously good at being bad against bad teams. They beat Boston, they beat Cleveland, but they lose to Portland, they lose to Washington. So who knows what version of the Hawks we're going to get. Boston is probably, if we have to look at these fringe sort of guys for the Pelicans, Boston, Javonte Green. Green, I mean, he has some defensive upside. He typically doesn't score a lot. So they're probably the two. I guess Robinson Earl might play some extra center minutes. I don't know. It's really hard. It's probably one of the harder teams to project, even tonight on a low game, low volume night. For the Hawks, Trae Young continues to be listed probable with his Achilles injury. Let's assume that he plays. Bogdanovic also probable with his management hamstring thing. I would assume he plays as well. So with them healthy, who are we looking at? DeAndre Hunter, if he's available, he's probably not. He's been pretty good. So if he is, I would go and grab him. Okongwu, if he's been dropped, I would go and pick him up. And I guess Risa-Shea, he's been all right. The minutes aren't really there in terms of long-term value, but as a one-night stream tonight, he, I think, makes sense as a potential option. Oh, I don't need to change my tabs, do I? I just have to scroll down. I'm used to doing the other one. Miami at Boston. Jimmy Butler is out, as we had assumed he would be. Kevin Love also out with back spasms or just age-related. Josh Richardson out, Nikola Jovic out. Terry Rozier is playing, and with Jimmy Butler out, we may see him move into the starting lineup That's what's projected here on Basketball Monster. He probably another one that I think he was close to a drop. He's been okay. If he's available, certainly go and grab him. Duncan Robinson would be worth a look here with no Jimmy Butler. They're going to need him to do a little bit more offensively, and he's coming off a fairly average, at least one game. Just have a look, actually, at his because he doesn't tend to have too many bad games in a row. He usually will sprinkle in a strong game. Not sure that's going to come against Boston, although Boston are very shorthanded tonight. Let me just have a look. Where are we? yeah, so Duncan Robinson's had one good game in the past five, so there could be another good one coming here at some point. As I said, I don't know if it's against Boston, but give him a look. Haywood Highsmith if you need some steals. And then with no Jimmy Butler, it's Pel Larson, Jaime Jaquez. It's really roll the dice. They've been leaning into either one of those, but it's hard to know which one it will be. And that's probably it for the Miami side. For Boston, they are without Drew Holiday, Al Horford, and Kristaps Porzingis, who it's all rest-related here. I know they'll probably say Horford's toe is an issue, but let's be honest, they're all just being given the night off. Derek White is questionable with his ankle injury, foot injury, sorry, from the previous, not last night, the game before. Jaylen Brown questionable with an illness, and Tatum questionable with a knee. Not much. That would be more rest, I think, than anything. So with a few people out, some questionable, obviously if any of these guys sit, that's going to add to the streaming value. Sam Hauser, if you need threes. Luke Kornet, but again, just because he's starting doesn't mean he plays starters minutes. We have seen Nemesh Kater play starters minutes or close to, and Tillman could also float into the rotation there. So knowing which center to target, I guess Kornet would be the priority just because he's starting, but I think Kater offers a little bit more upside. Against Bam, I mean, he's not a typical center. He's not a rim protector as such. He can defend the perimeter, so maybe they do go with Kader. Yeah, hard to know. It would be Hauser, Kornet, Kader, then Tillman. That's probably the order I'm looking at here. And, of course, Pritchard, but Pritchard should be rostered everywhere. On to the game four. Now let's get that right to the top. The Lakers are traveling to Minnesota to face the Timberwolves. For the Lakers, Austin Reeves questionable. Cam Reddish questionable. D'Angelo Russell is probable. He is dealing with an illness. And Anthony Davis, his usual probable tag. We will assume he plays, barring any setbacks. Dalton Knecht should have been added by now. He wasn't great last night, but they need him. He's starting. He's playing 30 minutes, so he is a must-roster player. If Reeves is out, we probably get... Well, I mean, Gabe Vincent was the beneficiary last night. Normally, I wouldn't say you want to go and look at him, but if he does start, and this game does start at 8 o'clock and the first game starts at 7:30, so we should, well, hopefully, we get an update on Austin Reeves before games tip off tonight. Gabe Vincent might be worth a look just if you need some assists. He doesn't do much else. It's really just going to be a lot of Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Dalton Knecht. D'Angelo Russell, he's been better. If he plays, probable with an illness is a good sign, although we have seen a few players who are dealing with illnesses over the last week or two who are probable and then get downgraded to out. So do just be aware that this could be a downgrade situation. So, yes, it's probably Gabe Vincent if Austin Reeves sit. If Reeves plays, if Russell plays, there's really not much in terms of streaming. Maybe Hachimura if you need some points. For the Timberwolves, relatively healthy. Joe Ingles is out. That's a big loss for them, obviously. Rob Dillingham, questionable, but not a significant player when it comes to fantasy. We're looking at probably Jaden McDaniels. Hopefully you catch him on a good night. He had those two or three games that were really good and then fell off. So if he's available, he will at least play starters minutes. Mike Conley should have been re-added, but if he's available, I would go and pick him up. And then Dante DiVincenzo and Nikhil Alexander-Walker are probably the other two. I would say I'd probably prioritize DiVincenzo there, but he's just been so bad. Maybe it is Alexander-Walker. I think either of those two might be worth a look, but they are relatively healthy, so both of them might only play minutes in the low 20s. I feel like DiVincenzo, there's going to be a big game coming at some point. I don't know if it'll be tonight, but I do think there'll be a game where he comes out and scores like 25 points and hits 7 threes or something like that. So be ready, be ready. And the final game, only four, as I said. I can see we've got a couple of questions in there from Baby Jesus and Joseph Kim. We'll get to those. Brooklyn and Chicago also at 8 o'clock. So four early games, no late ones. For those on the East Coast, you will get to bed a little earlier tonight, which is a nice thing. Or you might be able to go and watch a movie or something. For the Brooklyn Nets, Zaire Williams is out. Ben Simmons is out. Finney Smith is out. And Clowney, Cam Thomas also remain out, as well as Jalen Martin. So who are we looking at on this team? Oh, De'Ron Sharp, interestingly, upgraded to available. So he's been out the whole season, pretty sure. So good to see him back, because I do like De'Ron Sharp. I think he has a very nice fantasy game with no Finney Smith, with no Noah Clowney. Maybe we get 15 to 18 minutes of De'Ron Sharp, and he can do damage in that amount of time, especially against Nikola Vucevic and or Jalen Smith. So if you are... if a lot of the streaming targets are gone or you're in a slightly deeper league, I might give De'Ron Sharp a look. Coming off an injury, you're never really sure how much they're going to push him, but he does have a very nice fantasy game. Jalen Wilson, I'd be looking at him. He was pretty bad in their last game, but he had real foul trouble. So if he can play through the fouls, he could be worth a look tonight. Keon Johnson falls into that bucket as well, a nice target. Tyrese Martin, who's had one good game, maybe two, fine. We're really just, with this team, Schroeder, Cam Johnson's also questionable. So if he misses, he did say he was going to play, and the ankle injury is the opposite ankle to the last one that he injured. So all signs at the moment would point to him playing, but yeah, let's wait and see. And look, another benefit of this being an early game is that we should have word on basically all of the injuries before the first game tips off, which does make streaming a lot easier. But yes, I think it would be Jalen Wilson, Keon Johnson, Tyrese Martin, and maybe even some Shake Milton we get there. For the Bulls, Lonzo Ball is playing, so that's always nice to see him out there. Coby White is questionable. I would assume Kobe plays, but let's see. Who are we looking at here? Io Desunmu. He is very borderline, as I've said all season, but on a night with four games, he is probably fairly high on this streaming list. Horton Tucker, I know he's been shooting the ball really well, but I mean, tonight, again, fine, but I don't see enough there for him. Or Matas Buzelis, really, unless Talen Horton-Tucker just continues to be the best shooter in the world. And Jalen Smith, he is playing that backup center, but Vooch is just playing so well that they're pumping the minutes into him. And Lonzo Ball, if you need some steals and blocks and threes, he'll probably only play 18 to 20 minutes, but feel free to give him a look as well. Okay, let's a couple of questions. Is it time to drop Jared McCain for a streaming spot? I don't think so. Sorry, as I close this down. Let me just have a look. Jared McCain. No, I don't think so. I know he's cooled down, and there have been a few players that fall into this bucket so far this season where they've overachieved early in the season and our bar raises, and we then get disappointed when they don't live up to what they were doing early in the season, which was pretty clearly unsustainable. McKay doesn't have a particularly good fantasy game. He is pretty reliant on points and threes. The last game, he had 7 points in 29 minutes. But prior to that, his minutes had been up. He'd scored double digits. I'm not saying he's going to be must roster rest of season, but I do think he's better than Kelly Oubre. Hopefully the Sixers realize that as well. So I think he'll be sort of a 15 to 17 point per game, 2.5 threes rest of season. He's good from the free throw line. So I think there's enough there to hold him. In a standard league, I guess you could open up his spot for streaming if you wanted to. Depends on your settings. If you've got unlimited moves, then fine. But if I don't have him anywhere, if I had him in a 12-team league, I'd probably be holding him at least for another week, and let's see if Joel Embiid ever comes back. Next question from Joseph, where would you value quickly? In terms of where do I sort of view him long term, I think coming into the season, we probably had him as a potential top 30 was best case scenario, more like top 50. This injury has slowed him down. It has given, as you've said in your question there, RJ Barrett the opportunity to handle the ball a bit more. He's had some double-digit assist games. So where do I view Emmanuel quickly? I still think probably top 50 is doable, achievable, but just with the delayed start, the injuries, it's going to take him a little while to get going. The Raptors, they have their guys established now, so you're sort of popping quickly into a structure that's already up and running, which is always going to be a little bit harder than him just starting the season and then building around him. So top 50 ceiling, I would say if we're looking at sort of a relatively safe range, we're talking maybe top 70, 20 points, 6 assists, 3 threes. I still think, obviously, clearly a must roster player. Should be back in, I think, maybe 2 weeks. And again, this is a good, if we are wanting to take some positives from injuries at the moment, this is a good time to be injured, because after this week, we've got 2 weeks where teams might only play 3 games total or 4 games total. So, silver lining there. Tomo Dadic or Dadic asks, is it time to drop Bilal for a streaming spot for someone like Misic? But Bilal's an interesting one, and I've said he is a little bit like these guys. There were someone else I talked about. OG, I think it was, I talked about yesterday, who overachieved early in the season, and hence we raised our bar and we expected too much from him. So the offense was very good. I'm just pulling up his box score here so I can actually refer back to it. So to start the season, well, he had an 8-point game, but then he had a 23, 17, 27, 22, 9, 10, 20, 11, then a 15. But the last 5, he's had 1 17-point game and the others are 6, 8, 3, and 4. So we didn't draft him to score. He started scoring, so we expected him to score. But if you don't look at his points, he's had at least a steal in 5, 6, 7 straight games. So the steal numbers are okay. He's not really getting blocks. Rebounds are serviceable. I don't know. Is he must roster rest of season? Probably not. I think if you wanted to stream in Misic, because Misic is going to start, should play 30, 32 minutes. They'll get blown out, which is going to impact that. But he was good in that last game. He gets assists. He hits threes. He can get a steal every now and then. I don't think if you drop Bilal, he's sort of going to blow up and have this run of top 50 value or anything like that. So I'd be okay with moving him for Misic. But be aware that Misic is a two-week thing where Bilal's role is rest of season. So I think rest of season, if we are looking at what Koulibaly's been doing, he's probably top 120, 130, with a few top 80 runs sprinkled in there. But then much like the last week or two, he'll fall outside the top 200 stretches during the season as well. All right, that will do. That was the four games. That's the streaming targets. There will be a post-game show today. And, look, if I'm home, I'll be able to actually fire it out a bit early because the games will be done by, 12? They'll be done by 3 o'clock here. So I might be able to do an early show, which will be very nice. But that will do for today's show. Thank you, everyone, for watching. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.